Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 61, and it is a beautiful, sunny, summery, springy day here in the Los Angeles area, which is where Valley Village, North Hollywood, California is. And I'm in here, shut in in a recording, in my own recording studio, my studio that I live in. It's not really a recording studio, it's a studio I live in, studio apartment, and it's not soundproof, so I just have to close it off as best I can and still have oxygen to breathe. And why do I do that? Because I am dedicated to podcasting for your entertainment pleasure. And by the way, podcasting is it's a little bit of a legal weirdness going on throughout there. There's something called patent trolls, companies that kind of patent things that I don't know how they get to patent them, but they really shouldn't. And they're going after some of the big podcasters. I'm not on that radar at this point, but I think Adam Carolla, who's the biggest one, I think he's being sued. And it's a BS nuisance kind of thing. I think what they do is they try to probably get you to settle with them or whatever. They want licensing fee. They're claiming they own the technology for podcasting. Wait, MP3s? They own. That's like me saying I own the word the. I mean, I don't understand. So I, through Mark Maron's podcast, I was able to send. There was there's a bill coming up in Congress, and I wrote to my representatives, and I don't have the information with me because I wasn't planning on talking about this because it doesn't really affect me yet. But if anybody wants to know about it, email me at al@alberman.com. I'd be happy to tell you. anyway, it is it's that time of year again where we change the clocks. We just sprung forward. Did you spring forward? Are you springy? And walking around feeling pretty springy. Like right now it's 10 to 5, you know, but all day I'll be going 10 to 5, but it's really 10 to 4, you know, and it makes no sense. It still makes no sense to me. I know I've covered this before. I was told as a kid it was because of the farmers, something to do with the farmers getting up early. And I say, let the farmers just adjust. Why do the rest of us have to suffer? And, but by the way, how many farmers are there really left? But we have the GMO farmers. What are we doing it for the good people at Monsanto? You know, the poor Monsanto people have to get up early. Anyway, so it's a kind of thing, you know, it throws your day off. It might even throw you a couple days off where you just, you know, you feel, everybody feels like, ugh. I think that's the purpose. I think they're trying to keep us, you know, off balance so they can take over. So the aliens can take over. And we can all be put in our place. I don't know. I'm just joshing. I don't know. I just don't understand. Certain states refuse to do it, though. I think, allegedly, I think parts of Hawaii or all of Hawaii, Arizona, which is funny. Arizona, which is that the state where they were, you know, trying to just, were doing a lot of racial profiling and trying to get rid of all the dark-skinned people from south of the border. Well, they also got rid of, not only do they get rid of dark-skinned people, they get rid of the time change. You know, they can only just be more tolerant of the dark-skinned people and take that tolerance, the lack of tolerance for the time change, and channel it into making brownies. I don't know. I don't know the hell I'm talking about. So it's you know, it's one of those days. Where you're just gonna, I'm just gonna accept that it's, you know, it's just gonna be a little weird, and I've changed all my clocks except my car. I have to go, the clock in my car. I was up last night at 2 a.m. when it changed, and I watched as my iPhone went from 1:59 to 2 and immediately to 3, and that's when I knew the time was just an invention of humans. Time does not really exist. All right, enough of this. Enough of this. Today I called up my credit card bank, B of A, because my credit card is, you know, one of the companies I deal with, you know, sent me an email saying, hey, you know, your credit card's about to expire. It's going to expire, like, in about 2 months. And so I called to find out when they were going to send a new one out to me. And I got this girl with a Filipina accent. You know, I love those. I love women with Filipina accents. I just love the Filipina accent. I just love it. And so I tried to charm her a little bit. You know, she explained to me that when I'm going to get my new card. And then I said to her, hey, by the way, are you in the Philippines? And she said, no, I'm in California. And I was like, oh. I said, because a lot of times, I said, I recognize you have a Filipino accent, and a lot of times it's the Philippines. And I said, I asked her, do you speak Tagalog? And she said, no. I said, really? So if I say phrase, you won't understand it. I'd say, Mangadang Hapon, something like that, which means good afternoon. She said, no, I don't understand it. I said, oh, okay, sorry, I didn't mean to insult you. I didn't mean to disrespect you. I just, you know. And then I got off the phone. I just thought, like, wait a minute. You have an accent, a Filipina accent. You don't understand Tagalog, not one friggin' word. You're lying to me. You're lying to me. You could have said something to me. You could have said, voila, or you could have said salamat, which is thank you. I was just trying to relate. And usually when that happens, every other time, most of the time they've been in the Philippines, we've even become Facebook friends with some people like that, you know, that were, and speaking of some people like that, yesterday, you know, politically correct stuff, I'm online, this is about my go-to market, which I'm going to cover, I'm going to cover some more now or later. But I'm online at the checkout stand. There's a girl, a friend of mine, and I shouldn't say friend. She's an acquaintance there. And we've just become Facebook friends. And she's Latina, Hispanic, I don't know, whatever you want to call yourselves, Spanish of nature, Spanish origin, Spanish foundation, from the Spanish foundation. And I'm in line, and I asked her, I said, where do your people come from? And she thought I said, where do you people come from? But she's kind of laughing. And some white lady who's like next to me, she goes, you know, you're not supposed to. She said something like, it's where does your family come from? Not your people. And I was just like, shit, first of all, you're not in this conversation, number one. Number two, you're not in this conversation. Okay, whitey? White lady, it's always, you know, listen, I'm a kind of a white guy, although I believe that my heritage is not completely white. None of our heritage is completely white, but mine particularly, I'm from the Let My People Go group, and I think we got a lot of color in us. But as time has gone on, you know, my people ended up in Russia, Poland, where the sun didn't shine that much. And they were being chased by Cossacks. And then a couple, three generations later, here comes me, sitting in a studio apartment, telling you stories. So it just, but it's always the white people that defend. I don't know, it's happened to me before. I might have talked about this, where I was called a racist because I was doing an impression of a character that was obviously kind of a black person. And all the black comedians that were there, the guys, there were a lot of guy black comedians, loved it. And I've never had, and anybody knows me, I'm not a racist. Far from it. Okay? Far from it. If you're in a racist neighborhood and you're looking for me, you got to go a couple thousand miles, 3,000 miles, because I'm nowhere near racism in USA. okay. Excuse me. I got a thing in the mail today. Well, not today, but it's laying around here, saying that from Warner Cable, advertising on the front of the envelope, thousands of our customers have returned to Warner Cable, which also tells you that thousands of them had left at some point. So, what are you saying? I know we didn't know what we were doing before, but now we do. Whatever. Get thee behind me, Warner's Cable. I'm not ready for you. I am not ready for you and your silliness. Your silliness. On Mondays, we have the gardeners come to take care of the lovely landscape that we have here, which is, it could be nicer, but it's not too bad. And, you know, I'm sure the owners here get the cheapest plan. It used to be every year when the fall came, they would uproot everything and plant, replant grass. But now we have new owners. They don't do anything like that. And whatever. I don't care. But get these gardeners to come. And the guy that's the owner is this a guy named Juan from Mexico. Nice guy. I like the guy a lot. And but it's so funny because I forget how limited people's English is, or his in particular, because I saw him last Monday and I said, hey, you know, he was working and I was leaving, and I said, and I saw him putting some machinery away, and I thought he was putting it away, and I said, oh, are you finished? He goes, yeah, you finito? Yeah, finito. Oh, okay, cool. Okay, see you. And then I went somewhere, went to the store or something like that. It's the only place I've been going lately, because until I get this other hip fixed, it's here at the store. And so I come back an hour later or something like that, and him and his associate are still working. So I guess when I asked him if he was finished, maybe in his mind he was asking me, well, are you ever going to be finished? Will there ever be an end to the job that you're doing here today? Do you see an end to this? Or will you be here for eternity with those loud machines? Loud, it's just so funny. One machine is louder than the next. And it's just, I never understand. I have a cousin who's married to a guy who's, I think he's an executive in some lawnmower company. And he explained to me the reason why lawnmowers are so loud. This is a few years ago. But it kind of went in one ear and it went right through to the other ear. And then out to the ether. So, yeah. So that's that. That's that. That's that with that. And, by the way, speaking of Facebook, which I wasn't speaking of, but if you're posting something every 28 seconds, you know these people, I'm going to delete you or hide you or something. Because, you know, unless it's something really good, unless you're posting stuff, you know, Jimi Hendrix, rare Jimi Hendrix, amazing original stuff, you know, something of interest, I'm going to hide your, I'm going to hide your love away. That's right. I'm going to hide your love away, baby. You know, another thing, I'm reluctant to comment on things on Facebook. Like I got a couple of, one friend is writing this, cool memoir installments, and they're amazing. And then this other friend of mine just had a birthday, and you know, they get a lot of people responding to them. So, you know, whenever I comment with them, you know, I mean, and then I get alerted to what all these other people are saying, and I don't really care what they're saying. I don't even know these people. And I realize that it was designed. That feature was designed for the way I think Facebook was supposed to be, was just to be for real friends and family, so that, like, you know, like if I was going to post a picture, you know, something, or say something like, hey, I passed my finals, then, you know, everybody in my family and my friends would care. But, you know, like, my Facebook thing is, a lot of it's comedy related, and I don't know probably 92% of the people that are my friends, my so-called Facebook friends. My, well, not so-called, they are my Facebook friends. Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi. So, speaking of my go-to market, I'm doing my Bob Hope segues today. I know that dates me, but I don't care. Tired of not knowing Why do people, you know, I like when people, I said something to a guy the other day in my go-to market, the meat department. You know, he goes, oh, that's, oh, you're showing your age. What am I? I mean, I hid my age for so long. I think maybe now I'll go the other way and show my age. Except I won't tell you just yet. How many of you know? Who cares? I ran into two different people at two different times from Whole Foods. One is, and I didn't recognize them. I mean, I recognized their faces, but I didn't know where I knew them from. And it's kind of weird because, you know, and one guy, I go, hey, where do I know you from? He said, hi to me. I said, where do I know you from? He goes, I work at Whole Foods. I said, oh, he goes, don't tell anybody you saw me here. Oh, I said, oh, wait. And I was like, kid, don't tell anybody you saw me here. And then I ran into a guy that just used to work there. He said he's got a job somewhere else. But I was telling my friend Jenny about this, and she said, you know, Whole Foods is like your grocery mistress. You know, it's like you're cheating on your go-to place, and you go, you know, you tell your go-to place, hey, baby, I love you, baby. You know you're the only one. You're the only one, baby. And then you go to the go-to mistress. You go to the Whole Foods. Who knows she's the mistress? But she don't want to hear about. She don't want to hear about the other one. She don't want to hear about when you're with her. You're with her. You know. She don't want to hear about what kind of organic stuff they got over there. Because she got organic stuff right here for you. I got grass-fed beef, baby. What do they got? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You know. And then, you know. And what is Trader Joe's? Because I hardly go there, but I do go there once in a while. I mean, I go there less than the other places. I guess Trader Joe's is like, it's like the girl. It's like the one night stand. I mean, out when I'm on the road somewhere. You know, wow, Trader Joe's. Look at the price you got on these almonds. I won't tell anybody. Anyway, so Jenny said,
won't you come home with me, Jenny? Jenny said the grocery mystery food meant to be, Jenny.
Speaking of dating, that's an old song. Holy caramba. Ay, caramba. Caramba, caramba. So I'm at my go-to market, and I see one of the girls there by the bread. You know, sometimes a customer will come up to the front desk and go, I can't find a certain item. I mean, I've done that, and they'll go look for it. And so I was actually by the meat and fish department, which was across from the bread. I want you to think I was buying bread, trying to stay away from bread. And so this girl comes by, and she's frantically looking at the bread, and I asked her what she's looking for. She goes, I'm looking for vegan bread. I go, really? They got vegan bread? I mean, how far are we going to take this, folks? I mean, North Korea is threatening that they can hit us with a nuclear missile, and people are, vegan bread? Vegan bread? Is there such a thing? I don't even. And I was talking. I mentioned about the gluten-free matzah. Another person I was talking to, a friend of mine, I said I mentioned that, and she said that all matzah is gluten-free because it doesn't have any wheat or I don't know. She was laughing. It's ridiculous. So I think we've gone too far. Vegan. What's next? Vegan. I'm looking for vegan vegetables. The vegetables that are just vegan. Another thing, I was buying something there. Oh, I was at the fish place, fish department. And again, this happened to me at another market a few weeks ago, I remember telling you about. And the price was $6.66. And I said, oh, man. You know, there's just something about that number. When that number comes up, people look at you weird. I said, man, that's the second time that number's come up. I wonder if I'm the devil. Maybe I'm the devil. I got a lot of sixes in my cell phone number. I don't know. I'm the devil. I'm a pretty bad devil. I'm being very devilish. All right, forget that. Forget what I said about that, okay? And then, let's see, I guess, and the last thing is, I called my my regular doctor, as opposed to my irregular doctor. I had a question about taking this one medication, and I wanted to know if I could take this other thing with it, aspirin, because, you know, just to make sure I was cool. And I call up, and I get this girl. She sounds kind of Russian, but she's not Russian. She's from Iran. And you know, every time, I mean, I know they deal with a lot of people. Sometimes she recognizes me, and sometimes she doesn't. But when she asked me my name, because she had to, you know, find out who I am, of course, and I start, and I spell my last name, B-E-R-M-A-N, and she goes, it's always D-E-R, she starts with a D, Derman. And I don't know, am I that nasal that B sounds like a D? And I go, B is in boy, E is in Edward, R is in rich, M is in man, A is in apple, N is in Nancy. All right, forget it. Forget what I said. Don't forget everything I said. I hope this was an amusing podcast. I don't know. It's that's all I have to say today. I can say more. But I'm not feeling it anymore. I feel like sometimes you gotta leave them wanting more if they haven't already paused or stopped listening already. Then they're leaving you saying more as opposed to you leaving them wanting more. I want to thank everybody who has been listening to my podcast. You know what? If you're so inclined and you are a fan of the podcast, do me a solid and just maybe post it on Facebook that you like it. Like, you know, like to say to your friends that I don't know or don't know me, hey, you know, I like this this podcast at www.alberman.com. And, you know, I mean, if you feel like it, I don't want to put too much pressure on you. You know, but... How could I put too much pressure? I could do an entire podcast where that's all I ask. Hey, like Robert De Niro in Raging Bull. Can you tell your friends? All right, enough of this. Okay, listen. Thanks a lot, peoples. You peoples. See, I say you peoples. Thanks a lot, everybody. And until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.